This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. As of Monday, one person has died, two are still missing, and 51 have been rescued following a record-breaking storm that slammed into the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta in southwest Alaska over the weekend. Officials say search and rescue efforts are ongoing. Coast Guard Commander for Western Alaska, Christopher Culpepper, compares the devastation to the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina.
Several of these villages have been completely devastated, absolutely flooded, several feet deep. And so this took homes off of foundations. This took people into peril, where folks were swimming, floating, trying to find debris to hold on to in the cover of darkness at nighttime.
He spoke at a news conference Monday with other officials the day after the remnants of Typhoon Halong barreled into remote coastal communities in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, hitting the villages of Kipnuk and Quigilingok especially hard. The storm brought winds of over 100 miles per hour and record flood waters. Helicopters, planes, drones, ships, and pararescuers from the Coast Guard, National Guard, and other agencies worked through the night and are still searching for two missing people. Officials said Monday that one woman, previously unaccounted for, was found dead. More than 1,000 people are in community shelters. Alaska National Guard head Torrance Sachs says he has activated every member of the state's National Guard and Alaska State Defense Force living in western Alaska, and more are set to join.
This may end up being the largest off-the-road system response for the National Guard in about 45 years.
State officials say dozens of nonprofit organizations, businesses, and faith-based groups are also coordinating recovery efforts. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy has declared a disaster for the region, easing access to additional resources.
We know you need help. We're going to continue to get the help to you. We're going to do everything we can to get everything up and running as quickly as possible. And we will continue to help, not just today, tomorrow, but weeks and months on, and until we get things back to what used to be at least considered semi-normal.
The governor and members of Alaska's congressional delegation say they plan to visit the region. The storm's devastation is on the minds of many people who traveled to Anchorage this week from across the state to gather for two conferences being held in the city, the First Alaskans Institute's Elders and Youth Conference and the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention. The AFN is the state's largest gathering, which gets underway Thursday. As KMBA's Rhonda McBride reports, AFN is a time to address challenges that face Alaska Native people and stand together.
Next year, AFN turns 60 years old. It was formed to fight for land claims, culminating in the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. ANCSA created Native corporations to manage land and wealth. It was far from perfect, but each year, AFN works to improve upon the outcomes.
At AFN, the one unifying factor for us is protecting our way of life.
A way of life that AFN's co-chair, Joe Nelson, says has been threatened by federal cutbacks and new policies that affect Native lands. AFN delegates had hoped to talk directly with Trump administration cabinet members, who, along with Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, were scheduled to speak at the gathering, but the federal shutdown has prevented them from traveling to Alaska. Their speeches will now be virtual. Not the same as FaceTime, but Nelson says the work will go on regardless.
But we're going to gather as we do as Native folks, start beating our drums, just working together, united.
This year, AFN delegates have almost 100 resolutions to consider. Many of them address protecting the hunting and gathering of wild foods or subsistence. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Skugdash. For more than 40 years, Ramona Farms has revived ancient traditional foods. Tepary beans, pinoli, polentas, and more, all from store.ramonafarms.com. Ramona Farms supports this show. Om Nye. Support by Drummond Woodsum, a full-service law firm whose nationally recognized tribal nations practice provides services to tribal nations and their enterprises and to companies that do business with tribes across the country. More at dwmlaw.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.